You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakulia, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope everyone is having a great start of the day. And welcome back, Season 2 of Lean In with Jeff. Okay, there are a lot of things to unwrap here. Everyone who is new to my show, my name is Jeff. I am a student at UBC studying English literature. And my first half, or all the episodes that I did so far in my show, were movie reflections. So what I would do is I would choose a movie every week and I would bring in guests or on my own and talk about the movie that I watched that week. And it was fun. It was really, really fun. I got some great movie recommendations. Whoever wants to know the movies that I watched throughout season one, please check out my podcast. It's in the CITR website. All right. Season 2 is coming up. Today is going to be like an introduction of what is going to be going on in Season 2, what kind of content that I was thinking of giving. It's going to be a little different. I'm probably not going to do any more movies, although I'll refer some of the things in my podcast in movies, like music or specific contents. But most of it's probably going to be leaning towards literature. Now, literature is a very, very broad term, so I'll just break it down. What I mean by literature is I'm probably going to be focusing on like poems or like screenplay that was written way back in the day and analyze them and see what similar concepts or themes that were repeated to this day, and basically reflecting back on them and just seeing what it was like back then and how that possibly influenced our life today. It's going to be similar to how I did in season one, where I would possibly bring in guests and talk about the poem or literature we read that week. It's going to be pretty interesting. I was also thinking of reading out the poem that I chose, or maybe possibly reading out some little portions of the screenplay that I chose, and then just to see how it sounds, the words, the tone of it, and just having the audience have a sense of what it was like. Now, the reason why I want to do literature instead of movies is I love movies. I think movies is a great concept, and it was really, really fun. And I did learn a lot. I by listening to the guests, I was able to gather up different points of views of the movie, the concept of it, the theme, main ideas that I wasn't able to pick out. It was really, really fun. But I kind of want, I'm actually interested in like media, and media right now, like technology is a very big thing in our world. And I want to see where it originated from by looking at literature from the past. I haven't really thought about what I want to look at. I have been learning about some poetry in my English classes. So I might, for my first official episode, an episode of a poem that I did in class and then further analyze it either on my own or I can bring a guest in. All right. So if everyone is excited about this new concept, please check it out. And my first episode is going to be on Monday next week, 12 to 1. Another announcement that I would like to make is that my show time has changed. due to my personal schedule. So instead of Wednesdays 11 to 12, I changed it to Mondays 12 to 1. So it's in the afternoon. I assume that it's, I guess, a better time. I think most students have, not that my show is directed towards only students, but I feel like a lot of students as well finish their class from 11 to noon, and then they have like a little break. So I think this time slot is really good. Okay, before I actually move on to one more announcement, let's listen to a song. Now, I am not sure if I had played this song. I don't think I have. It's actually a recent song that I figured out. I think it's pretty cool. It's like a remix, I guess. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. I'm Mr. Lonely.
Yo, this one here goes out to all my players out there, man. You know, that got that one good girl, dog, that's always been there, man. Like, took all the bullshit, but then one day she can't take it no more and decide to leave.
Yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night and I noticed my girl wasn't by my side. Could have sworn I was dreaming, for her I was fiending, so I had to take a little ride. Backtracking on these few years, trying to figure out what I do to make it go bad. Cause ever since my girl left me, my whole life came crashing and I'm so, so lonely. Mr. Lonely, I have nobody to call my own girl. So lonely, Mr. Lonely, I have nobody. Let you walk right out of my life. After all I put you through, you still stuck around and stayed by my side. What really hurt me is I broke your heart. Baby, you were a good girl and I had no right. I really wanna make things right, cause without you in my life, girl, I'm so, so lonely. Mr. Lonely, I have nobody. Mad a girl that could take the things that you've been through. Never thought the day would come where you would get up and run and I would be out chasing you. Cause ain't nowhere in the globe I'd rather be. Ain't no one in the globe I'd rather see than the girl of my dreams that made me be so happy but now so lonely. So lonely, Mr. Lonely, I have no.
So stop playing, girl, and come on home. Baby girl, I didn't mean to shout. I want me and you to work it out. I never wish to ever hurt my baby. And it's driving me crazy, cause I'm so, so lonely. Mr. Lonely, have nobody on my own. So lonely, Mr. Lonely.
right. Yeah, that was a song. I think it was pretty good. I really like the, I guess it's like the remix that was in it, or like the mixture of two songs. But yeah, that was a song. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And now I would like to announce the event that is happening on February, which is Fun Drive. I hope you guys are excited. It is from February 2nd till February 9th, I believe. I will actually check it out. Yes. So Fun Drive. It is an event that we are having. It's very, very exciting that we get to do this. So, what is Fun Drive? Okay, it's, hold on a second. Yeah, so Fun Drive is an event that we host every year, and it's like a fundraising event where we would like to raise money. I think for this year we would like to raise money for a new transmitter. And I think it's going to be amazing. So please check it out. It's going to be amazing. Yes, I was correct. February 2nd. It's starting from February 2nd to 9th. This year, we're hoping to raise $20,000 toward a new transmitter and other important hardware upgrades that we would need to do. Okay, so... for those of you who do not know what Fun Drive is, for this year, our Fun Drive has a theme. I think every year had a theme. But a quick reminder of what Fun Drive is. Fun Drive is our annual week-long fundraiser where we ask our community to show their support with one-time or monthly donations. So please, for anyone that would like to... support CITR, please donate. I think there is going to be a link where you could donate your money. And as I mentioned, $20,000 is our goal. And the theme for this year, the theme for Fun Drive is the love story of a lifetime. The reviews are in, and CITR has been topping the bestseller list for 85 years. This year, we're asking our listeners to show their undying devotion to CITR by making a donation to our annual fund drive. We can no longer ignore the waning pulse of our current radio transmitter and have long been pinning for a new one. We need your help to realize our fantasy of a tall, dark, and handsome transmitter that will provide our listeners with everlasting love. So please, please, please donate. And that would be greatly appreciated. Now, I do have some ads and some PSAs that I would like to put up before I start talking about CITR and what it has had, what kind of impact it had on me. So, all right, so let's get through the PSAs and the ads. All right, let's go.
You looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder.
CITR is powered by Guayaki Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaki Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaki is more than just a yerba mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of yerba mate. Visit guayaki.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
Can you hear that? The SOS to the world from the people of Ukraine. And you've never wanted to help more, yet you've never felt more helpless. Here's what you can do. Give to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. The Red Cross is on the ground to make sure your donation supplies food, water, shelter, and other urgent support. Show everyone affected by the Ukraine conflict that you hear them, loud and clear. Go to redcross.ca.
For your oral listening pleasure, please join me, Marguerite, Sundays at 9 a.m. for Classical Chaos. Classical music from around the world, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We'll see you then.
Okay, we're back. Actually, we'll listen to one more song. It's from Madonna, Crazy for You. I forgot what movie this came out in. It's 13 Going to 30. I think that's the movie, the rom-com. It's really good, so anyone who loves rom-coms and like wholesome movies, check it out. And here's a song.
Standing still in time. If you read my mind, you see I'm crazy for you.
And that was Crazy For You by Madonna. I actually don't know any other songs that Madonna sings. I probably do, but I just don't remember the title of the song. But yes, I want to emphasize again that Fun Drive is happening. And it's really, really exciting. Anyone at UBC, we're probably going to be doing some games at the station. We're going to be playing some bands. So please tune in. It's going to be amazing. And if you guys have some extra money, please donate them to CITR. Please support us. And we will be very happy. So yes, CITR is a great club. Okay, all jokes aside, yes, so I just want to talk a little bit about CITR and how that impacted me in my university life so far. So how did I get to know CITR and then later ended up starting my own show? So I was walking around the Nest with my friend, and I saw a poster hung at the CITR window, and it was about like sports announcement or like something. There was something about like comedy or whatever. I don't quite remember what exactly was on the poster, but that just struck my interest. So then I went in the next day, I think, and I took a train, took a tour, and I said, "Oh my goodness, this is going to be really, really fun." And I was interested in spoken word things, so like podcasts, like speaking, instead of writing. But whoever is interested in writing, we have Discorder magazines where you could publish your work. If you have any interesting ideas, I'm sure we're very open to hear them. So if you guys see the newspapers outside of CITR, you can just take them whenever you'd like. Feel free to do that. Read about it. We write about like music artists, and music. Whoever is interested in music, we have a collective, a music collective. So, you know, we have a lot of sources that can match your interest. And so I started my own show, and it's been really great. There are three main events that are held at CITR. A Fun Drive, again, which is coming up soon, February 2nd to February 9th. Shindig, that was recently ended, which is happening, which happened at Red Gate. It's 16 bands battling each other, and there's a winner. It's really, really fun. A lot of great bands play. If you just want to jam into some music and just have a good time, just dance a little bit, please come next this year. When Shindig happens. And finally, Victory Square Block Party, where, again, there are a lot of bands that play at Victory Square in Vancouver. Really, really fun. You get to meet a lot of people. It's totally free. You can come in. It's not even inside. It's outside. You can just come, sit down, and just enjoy the music, have a lunch, a picnic, and just, you know, just enjoy your time. And so, yeah, CITR has really made a very positive impact in my life, actually. I've discovered that I actually like speaking, and I think it's also really cool to be able to experience doing your own podcast, you know, coming up with ideas, and then just, you know, doing it into action. And I encourage anyone who is even remotely interested in speaking or writing or anything, please come to CITR. You know, just take a tour, just see what it's like. You know, we have some really, really cool stuff. We have like a whole bunch of CDs, cassettes. We have record players. If you want to sit in on air on a radio show, you could definitely just, you know, ask either one of the collective leads, or I am totally open to anyone who would like to experience being on air, on radio. It's truly a magnificent, very cool, fantastic experience. And I'm going to be honest with you, I never get old, or not get old, but like I'm never tired of coming on air and speaking. It's always exciting and very, very fun. So please don't be intimidated at all. We're all very, very open and friendly. So yeah, it's great. And Fun Drive again, 3 times already. Please, it's really fun. If you have extra money, donate it, please. We'll use it in good use. We're trying to get a new transmitter, and some other tools that we need at CITR that will help us help you. All right, so that's like the intro of CITR. What events we have? If you're interested in, please come in. We're very open to you know, giving you guys options and sources to fit your interest. Now, I would actually like to do a fun fact segment, because I think fun fact segments are very, very fun and exciting. And I think this might be the last fun fact segment that I'll be doing, because once I move on to next week, I will be having, you know, discussions about either screenplay literature or poetry or anything that I choose instead of fun facts. So, fun facts today will be, let's see, I mean, there's so many, so I'm just trying to choose which ones. Okay, I'll go through about 3, then we will listen to one more song, and then end our podcast. And then, you know, I hope everyone has a good rest of the day. Okay, maybe like 4 or 5. First fun fact. The first person convicted of speeding was going 8 miles per hour. That is really slow. I don't even know how credible this is, but apparently it is. Second one. New car smell is the scent of dozens of chemicals. Okay, this one I think I would rather not know, because I kind of like the new car smell, and it just sounds very, it just smells very refreshing, and you get a sense of happiness, I guess, at least for me. The world wastes about 1 billion metric tons of food each year. Holy, that is a lot of food. Yeah, that's a lot of food. Okay. You know what? Let's just listen to one more song, and then we'll move on to some other interesting facts. Adam Levine, this one. I actually really like this song. Probably everyone has heard about it, but here we go.
And we lost it all today. Tell me honestly, would you still love me the same if I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong? Tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Right about now.
If I judge for life, man, would you stay by my side? Or is you gonna say goodbye? Can you tell me right now? If I couldn't buy you the fancy things in life, shawty, would it be alright? Come and show me that you don't.
Now tell me, would you really ride for me?
Really ride for,
baby, tell me, would you die for me?
Tell me, would you die for,
would you spend your whole life with me?
What's up?
Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me?
You really cry for me?
Baby, don't lie to me.
Baby, don't lie to
if
me.
I didn't have anything, I wanna know, would you stick around?
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Skiddly down, 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 dang.
All I want is somebody real who don't need much. I got, I know that I can trust to be here when money low. If I did not have nothing else to give but love, would that even be enough? Y'all me need to know.
me, would you really ride for me? Baby, tell me, would you die for me? Would you spend your whole life with me? Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me? Baby, don't lie to me. If I didn't have anything, I wanna know, would you stick around? Would you call me? If you knew I wasn't ballin'?
Cause I need, I got Lou's always by my side.
Tell me, do you need me? Tell me, do you love me? Yeah. Or is you just tryna play me?
Cause I need, I got to hold me down for life. If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me?
Okay, we are back. All right, the next fun fact, excuse me, the world's smallest reptile was first reported in 2021, so pretty recently. Here's a description of it. Those who think everything on the planet has already been discovered might just not be looking close enough. I don't think in our lifetime that everything will be discovered, because everything is being created, like something new is being created every day. So I think there was a saying where we only know like a very micro percentage of what's in the Amazon, or it's the ocean as well. So it's like we'll never really know what there is fully in our world or in the earth. But yeah, apparently this fact was found pretty recently. A tiny chameleon, that's what it was. The world's smallest reptile is a chameleon. Discovered in northern Madagascar and measuring just 28.9 millimeters, is believed to be the smallest reptile on earth. That is really small. That is, so there's a picture I can't show you, but it's the chameleon is basically, it can sit, its whole body can sit on top of your finger, like at the tip of your finger. That's how small it is. All right. Many feet bones, we're going to biology here. Many feet bones don't harden until you're an adult. Okay, I think this one's pretty obvious in a sense, where like our bones are not fully developed until we are an adult. So yeah, this one's, you know, a good one, I guess. Some sea snakes can breathe through their skin. You know what's funny? When I was younger, I would have my younger cousin, which when she was really, really young, apparently my parents told me that little babies breathe through their head. I don't know why. So then like she would never let me touch like touch her head. And because they're like really fragile, I think. I'm not sure. Okay. Let's see the next one. Goosebumps are meant to ward off predators. Oh, that's interesting. I guess this is like a mechanism, like a defense mechanism, I guess, that our bodies have. I think I recently heard that the practice of shivering is actually to prevent us from freezing to death, because it's our body reacting to cold weather, and that we need to generate heat. And so then that shivering movement that we do is what gives us the heat that we need. That's why we shiver. I've heard this somewhere. I'm pretty sure it's correct. I mean, it seems pretty logical to me. All right. Pineapple works as a natural meat tenderizer. Okay, this is interesting. I had no idea, but there was a cook in my workplace, and he told me that if you marinate meat with kiwis, it would tenderize the meat as well. But if you leave it for too long with the kiwi, the meat will just disintegrate, like into like mush. And I'm not sure if this is correct, but or if I misunderstood his point, but that's what I heard. Anyone who would like to correct me or agree with my point, please let me know. I would love to know. That's pretty interesting how foods and chemicals work together, and how the shapes of it changes. Humans are the only animals that blush. We are also believed to be the only animal that feels embarrassment, a complicated emotion requiring understanding others, opinions, and other factors. Charles Darwin called blushing the most peculiar and most human of all expressions. While Mark Twain said man is the only animal that blushes or needs to. I think blushing is a great thing. I think it's an indication of being alive and feeling stuff. And I think blushing really brings joy into your life in a sense, because you're blushing because something good but also a little embarrassing is happening, and I think that's something that we all need in our lives. I like it. I like getting butterflies in my stomach. I don't know for anyone else, but it's nice to, you know, it's nice to have that feeling that you either like someone or you're just very passionate about something, that you just get that feeling. It's just really exciting. The feeling of getting lost inside a mall is known as the Gruen transfer. I have no idea what this is. We've all heard how casinos are designed to deliberately disorient visitors, causing them to lose track of time and where exactly they are. But did you know that there's a similar strategy behind the design of shopping malls as well, officially known as the Gruen transfer? This phenomenon was named after Austrian architect Victor Gruen, who identified how an intentionally confusing layout could lead to consumers spending more time and money in a shopping venue. Huh. That's interesting. You know, whenever I hear these things where there's a reason behind everything, and it's just really, really interesting to me to know how much thought has gone into something. And I think this also goes with poetry as well. It's when I would write a poem, and I know that every word has a certain meaning behind it, that is the core buildup of that poem. But I think sometimes people can't catch it very well, or they don't really pay attention to it, and so then it might seem dull. But then, you know, once you explain all the meaning behind every phrase, every word, why you put the phrase in that specific structure, it's truly really, really interesting. And I think that goes the same with how the structure of malls are. And that's, I had no idea. But I think we shouldn't have that idea of thinking the way that the mall is constructed is gonna have us spend more money and time, because then we would be aware of the whole main message of why things are. So, okay, maybe that's why I spend a lot of time in the mall whenever I do. although I don't go to the mall that often. The wood frog can hold its pee for up to 8 months. Okay, this just, you know, the first thought that comes in my head is that the frog probably doesn't need to pee that much, or generates that much pee, or doesn't even drink that much water to even have pee. Or maybe, like, most of the water that this wood frog is consuming is being used one way or another. So I guess that's pretty interesting. I mean, save time to go to the water. But then, like, everything's the washroom for this frog. So, like, wherever it goes, because it's an animal. The hottest spot on the planet is in Libya. Huh. Wow. That's actually kind of scary. Being in an extreme temperature and then staying there for a long time, it's pretty scary because you don't know how your body's going to react when you're just there long enough. And I think that's somewhat terrifying. You lose up to 30% of your taste buds during flight. What? Is that why plane food doesn't taste as good? I had no idea. This might this is the description. This might explain why airplane foods get a bad reputation. Yeah, I think it does. The elevation in an airplane can have a detrimental effect on our ability to taste things. According to a 2010 study conducted by Germany's, I cannot pronounce this, Institute for Building Physics, the dryness experienced at a high elevation as well as low pressure reduces the sensitivity of a person's taste buds to sweet and salty foods by about 30%. Add that drain cabin air effects are add that dry cabin air affects our ability to smell, and our ability to taste is reduced further. Oh, I had no idea. So that's why people, or even me, I mean, the airplane foods are not as good compared to the... Because, you know, they still serve normal food, like, you know, beef, potatoes, and all those other things. Interesting. Your nostrils work one at a time. I had no idea. When we breathe in and out of our nose during the day, one nostril does most of the work at a time, with the duty switching every several hours. This nasal cycle is dictated by the same autonomic nervous system that regulates heart rate, digestion, and other unconscious bodily functions, and is the reason why when our nose gets stuffed up, it does so one nostril at a time. Really? I'm pretty sure I remember a time where both my nostrils were stuffy when I was sick. Okay. Only two mammals like spicy food: humans and the tree shrew. I don't like spicy foods because of the aftermath of whenever I do eat spicy foods. It's not very pleasant, and I don't think I can take spicy foods as well. So I try to avoid them. Even spices, it's just not for me. The M's in M&M's stand for Mars and Murray. Are these people? I didn't even... That would be Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray, the two businessmen who created the candy-coated chocolates. Wow! The two actually had a very contentious relationship, as Mars leveraged Murray out of his 20% share in the company in 1949, years before M&M would become the best-selling candy in the U.S., paying him just $1 million for a share of business that would quickly be worth billions. Personally, I don't eat a lot of chocolate. Chocolate is not something that I enjoy. I would rather have candy or chew gum. I think the more chocolate I consume, the more sick I get. I think that's for everyone, I guess. I just don't like... I used to love eating candy and like jelly and and all sorts of stuff. But lately I've just been sticking to gum and sweets here and there. I actually like pastry more now, which is weird because I never ate like pastry, like muffins or like loaves. I used to hate them. Well, not hate them, but I just never had them. I'd rather have candy, but now I enjoy that much more than candy or chocolate. Okay, copper doorknobs are self-disinfecting. Okay, that's interesting. I guess this is like a science fact where like copper does something. Okay, fingernails don't grow after you die. I mean, I think this is like an obvious one in a way. I mean, why would your fingernails grow when you die? If when you die, your body stops working, meaning all the nutrients and all that just stops. And so then the buildup of atoms and whatnot are just, I don't know. I didn't know this was, do people think that fingernails grow after you die? I'm not sure. I thought, now that I think of it, it seems pretty logical, but apparently it's not. Oh, sorry. Yeah. No, I was right. Fingernails don't grow after you die. All right. The dot over the lowercase I or J is known as a tittle. That tiny dot above lowercase I and J letters has an actual name, tittle. It is thought that the phrase to a T is actually derived from the phrase to a tittle, a phrase that was used in the same sense dating back to the early 17th century. Again, things that I had no idea about. This is very, very interesting. You know, how letters, like why letters were formed and structured in a way, the meaning behind the lines and the form of it, it's pretty interesting. Because I use English, most people that I'm with do, but I'm sure that they don't know the meaning of the dots on I and J and where it derived from. So that's pretty interesting. Chewing gum boosts concentration. Okay, this is something that I actually wanted to hear because for me, I would choose chew gum because either just because I want to or because if you have bad breath or whatever. But this is a new fact. It actually boosts your concentration. Let me read the description. Next time you have trouble focusing, you might want to reach for a stick of gum. A 2013 study in the British Journal of Psychology found that those subjects who chewed gum while taking part in a memory challenge were able to stay focused for longer periods of time than those who did not chew gum. This is interesting. I had no idea. All right, let me get through one more fun fact, and we'll end the episode today at this. You know, it is an introductory episode for my season 2 podcast, so we'll end it a bit early. And I will be excited to start my season 2 next week. All right, to finalize my episode, the last fun fact. Let's see if I can find a really good one. All right. Oh my goodness, I didn't even know. Kids ask 300 questions a day. Really? That many questions? I mean, I guess if I had to keep track of the questions that I ask in a day, it would probably round up, I don't know about 300, but probably in like 50 or 100. I'm not sure if I even ask that many questions. But yeah, okay. That is it for today. I hope everyone had a great time tuning in. Please be aware of the things that are going on at CITR. Fun Drive is happening. We will be having some events going on, some games, some bands playing. So just come check it out. It's really great. And please donate some money because we do need it for our tools and other stuff. And yeah, whoever is listening, please don't go anywhere. We have another show coming right up after me. It's going to be, I'm not sure what it's about, but it's going to be amazing, like all the other shows that we have. So yes, everyone have a wonderful day, and I will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
I can tell you're a sad boy just like me.